After an all-night session on February 19th, the House of Representatives passed a continuing budget resolution that zeroes out Title X, the decades-old federal family planning program, and an amendment to the resolution that cuts all federal funding to the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Planned Parenthood, which runs 800 health centers around the country, provides a wide spectrum of services addressing women's health. Indiana Republican Representative Mike Pence, who sponsored the Planned Parenthood amendment, called the vote a victory for taxpayers and a victory for life because, he stated, Planned Parenthood provides abortions. But women seeking abortions constitute just 10% of Planned Parenthood's patients in most states, while the vast majority of women go to the group's clinics for pregnancy prevention and basic health care. Federal, state, and local grants total $363 million, or one-third of Planned Parenthood's $1 billion national budget. 90% of that is in federal grants or Medicaid payments. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Susan Yolen, Vice President of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England, covering Connecticut and Rhode Island. She explains the history of these funding streams, how women are benefiting, and what's likely to happen if the cuts overcome opposition in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate and an expected presidential veto.
Actually, we weren't surprised at all. We were expecting it. I think that Mr. Pence has been around with this kind of language for years. He just hasn't had the groundswell, I guess, of support from leadership that he now has with the new Republican majority. So we weren't surprised. We were bracing for it.
Let's talk about the Title X funding first. What would that mean? Just for listeners, just describe what Title X funding is and what Planned Parenthood affiliates get and what its cut would mean.
Well, Title X is the National Family Planning Program. It was founded back in the early 1970s by President Nixon, believe it or not, back in the days when it was a very positive Republican value to support family planning. So it's been around for all those years, and it really is the core of our national program to help women prevent unintended pregnancy. But more than that, it provides vital screenings for young people and low-income women. So this is where, the annual exam, the pap smear, the clinical breast exam, the testing and treatment for STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, all of which is covered by Title X for those who qualify, who are low-income women and oftentimes young women who are in their first job or just don't have insurance.
Can you clarify the funding that was proposed to be cut specifically from Planned Parenthood? Does that sort of roll over into Title X funding, or are they two separate pots?
Well, there are two things going on here. One is the Congress saying Planned Parenthood should get not a dollar of federal money, no matter what the source is. So Title X is one of those sources, but there are other sources of revenue that come in our door. For example, about 30% of our patients are on Medicaid. And when they come to us with their Medicaid card, Medicaid is the payer for their care. So that would be also something that would be out of bounds for us.
So Mike Pence, I noticed on his website, he says it's really going to cut funding for abortions. So what percentage of Planned Parenthood's money goes for abortion? I mean, you do a lot of other things as well.
Well, it varies across the country, but here in Connecticut and Rhode Island, I mean, it's about, less than 10% of our patients and our services are abortion-focused. So the vast majority of our work is basic pregnancy prevention, basic health visits, cancer screenings in particular. So it's really not abortion-focused, and none of the federal money that we get actually does go for abortion because of legislation that was passed years ago and continues to be renewed called the Hyde Amendment, which says that only in very, very extreme cases could a woman access an abortion with federal dollars.
I know you're hoping that all the people who support reproductive rights and access to health care for women hope that this is going to die in the Senate. Is that your expectation?
Well, I think it's our cautiously optimistic expectation. We certainly aren't taking anything for granted. We are going to be working diligently between now and whenever the Senate votes to make sure that every senator who supports family planning, and there are folks who are, by the way, not pro-choice on the abortion issue, but do understand the importance of preventing pregnancy and will vote with us in that regard. So we are hoping to get every vote we can. I'd just like to talk about the availability of family planning, because honestly, Every dollar the government spends on family planning saves $4. This has been documented over and over again. So
how does it do that?
Well, by preventing the cost associated with an unplanned pregnancy. So right away, within the first 9 months, because that's how long a pregnancy takes, you're saving money on prenatal care visits, labor and delivery, and particularly sometimes, you know, the neonatal intensive care kind of cost that drives the cost of delivery up very high. So we will be losing money by not investing in family planning.
If a low-income person needs family planning, birth control, and can't get it, the likelihood of many more unplanned pregnancies seems the inevitable result. And then along with that, probably within that group of unplanned pregnancies, an increase among some of those women trying to figure out one way or another how to get an abortion.
Yeah, absolutely. That is clearly the case. You know, I mean, every unintended pregnancy is somebody's individual decision to make. And certainly, I mean, just getting back to the economy for a moment, I mean, right now it's a particularly difficult time for someone to not be able to afford that monthly pill pack that is really what's keeping her from pregnancy.
That was Susan Yolen of Planned Parenthood. Contact the group at area code 202-973-4800. Or visit their website at plannedparenthood.org.